and that Master Morrow.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
You know those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom? What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Up to prime time, bitch!
Good morning, welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard in Iona, that was Leader off of their album Force Rise the Sun. And you can see them coming up this week. Where are they playing? They're playing tonight, Bright Music Hall, along with Moontooth, Juggernaut, and Vivid Sepulture. And we'll be getting to the full concert calendar later in the morning. We're here for another 2 hours of metal. We have another entrant into the Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame.
A good one.
It is a good one. And it's not as ironic as the previous two.
For the Blackest Friday!
So, if you want to call in, our numbers are 855-95-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. And yes, Matt's very excited about Black Friday because he wanted to get a Funko doll of Lenny.
Yeah, I was on the Metal Sucks looking up... deals, whatever, like Black Friday deals, you can get a Funko Pop of Lemmy Klimster, which is a nightmare. The dead black eyes. Those things are so ugly. How did that become like the de facto nerd culture, whatever the hell it is, thing? How did they do it? How did they do it? They just made one of everything.
That was the big thing, I think. I don't know how they got all the licensing, but they make one of everything. But it's like the most, I mean...
But they license things that are like, there's nothing distinctive about it. Right. So it just looks like a guy with a football head. Like Lemmy, they even put the funny moles on his face, so it's like kind of okay. And he has like a hat. Like Lemmy has like a look to him.
Was there like whiskey inside? Is he?
I bet they have like a whiskey thing in his pocket or something. But he has like his like wacky cavalry hat and like black cavalry jacket or whatever. But it's just stupid. Like I saw one that was like the Bazinga guy, right? It's just like it's just a generic shape. They just painted a green shirt on it or whatever. Bazinga. I don't understand it.
And then you don't do anything with them.
No, like, you stack
like,
them up.
Yeah, you stack them up in the box. At least with like, in
people
theory.
People keep getting me them for Christmas, like a wrestler or like, here's Mr. T. I'm like, stop getting me these, please.
Because I mean, even in theory, like, things like Beanie Babies you could play with or action figures and stuff like that. But these you can't.
Yeah. I was at the Walmart last night because me and Maggie were getting some stuff to like give away. Like we get, like the thing is we go out every year and like get stuff to give away to the Toys for Tots thing, and then like my sister's doing something where it's like coloring books and stuff going to kids at Dana-Farber. And so I was walking through the toy aisle, and I was walking through the action figure aisle because I was getting the boy stuff and Maggie was getting the chick stuff, and I was like, these are all for me. Like there was like a Ric Flair action figure, and I'm like, what 6-year-old like cares about Ric Flair? Anyway,
nobody should care about Ric Flair. Ric Flair's the worst.
He's not a nice man.
So what's your what would be your Black Friday, giving guide for the black Friday. Metal fan in your family?
Just get a black candle and get some grease paint and then...
some Bathory shirts.
Yeah, I was going to Bathory shirts. I was doing a lot of Bathory to get ready for today's show to put them in the Black Metal Song of the Week. Obviously, spoilers, Bathory is going to be a Black Metal Song of the Week. Stuff like that. We'll talk about it later on in the show, but me and Matt are going to have... What can only be described as a nightmare weekend next week.
The last half hour of the show is going to be very, very black.
Holy moly.
How was the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend?
Not bad. I went ice skating on Friday with my dad and my sister and my niece and nephew. And I used to be an awesome skater. I like figure skated when I was real young until I was allowed to play hockey. I played hockey for a while. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be awesome. Like I probably haven't been skating since I was in high school. And I got on the ice, and I'm like, oh, no. And, like, my ankles hurt, and I was, like, twisting all over the place. But after about a half an hour, like, I could go around and, like, do the crossover turn and stuff. So I felt a little bit better, but I was, like, fairly embarrassed. I'm like, check this out, Maggie. You're going to be so impressed. And I got on the ice, and I'm like, no. Ugh, it was awful. I just kept blaming the skates. I'm like, yeah, skates are too dull. Real sharp. as if I have a preference for how I keep my hockey skates for my long career. Hockey. Ugh, so bad. So embarrassing. My sister was awesome because she's a natural athlete. Mm-hmm. She put the skates back on. Same thing as me. And she probably skated less because she just figure skated when she was a little kid. And then whatever, you skate with your friends. And she put them back on and was like awesome and like could pick up her daughter and be like, woo! And she's like skating backwards and stuff. I'm like, I hate you. She's a natural athlete.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But you survived.
Yeah.
I have nothing much to report other than watch Amityville The Awakening with your girl Bella Tholen.
Yeah, how'd she do?
It was quite meta, actually.
Ooh.
It was where they refer to the movies of the Amityville as well as the remake.
I honestly, until you told me that there was like 10 of them, I
There's
just 17 thought it was the
or 18.
I thought it was just the James Brolin one from the 70s, and then I think a remake, right? But that's all I knew. And now you're like, no, there's like a bunch.
There are, yes.
That's bad, though.
17 or 18.
And they're all bad, right? They're all like a 1 on whatever, Rotten Tomatoes.
Most of them. I think there was the original, then the second one was a prequel, and then there was a third one. And then just a bunch of crap just kind of got churned out.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like public domain, because it was the haunting in New Jersey, which is like what it's all based on.
Well, this was supposed to be the big thing. Yeah. And it was made in like 2015. And now, as you got to 2017, they were finally going to release it. It had the unfortunate stigma of being a Weinstein production. And wound up being released for free on Google Play. And it got a limited release in theaters and made $700 domestically.
Holy crap.
So.
What theaters?
I don't know.
Was it good? Was it like good for like a horror?
It's been a very bad year for horror. And so it was decent. It was compared to a lot of the other stuff that's come out this year.
Was it like a formulaic, like quiet, 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 loud, 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 loud?
Yeah, it was an Amityville movie. I don't understand how you can make 18 movies, 17 movies of the same exact thing.
It's all the same haunting. Because
somebody gets possessed in the house and starts killing people.
Okay.
Actually, the one of the made for DVD ones last year was a little different, where like the town was in on it. It was awful. It was so bad.
I didn't watch
the protagonist though. The girl had a crossbow, which is pretty sweet.
That's tight. I didn't watch any horror, but I watched the whole season of The Punisher on Netflix, which is good. It's fine. I like it. It's fine. I like that Frank Castle.
I heard it's like too deep. Like he's just supposed to kill people, but he actually like talks to people.
He kills a lot of people. Hey, don't get it twisted. He kills a lot of people. But they kind of swing and miss a little bit, trying to be more thoughtful with Frank Castle, and like you can be. It's tough because it's tough, man. Because like he's one of those characters who, you know, they created him in the 60s, but the fandom around him is like people that I don't think Marvel wants to court, right? Like there's certain sections that, like, I like the Punisher. I'll just say that I like the Punisher. I like Ghost Rider. I like those characters, but there's certain sections of the fandom who are just like your crazy, like Blue Lives Matter militant right wing guys who look at him and go, that's the way it is. There's people we know who think that. So they're trying to kind of get away from that image of like he's like basically he's the ultimate good guy with gun. Do you know what I'm saying? So they're trying to get away from that image a little bit, and it's tough because it's like you still gotta. It's still a comic. It's still make believe. But they had him. You know, he's a recent vet, and like they did a lot. They keep coming back to like this like support group of vets, and I've heard some military people online basically say like it's not exactly accurate for that, but they were trying to make him a more thoughtful, and he can be a thoughtful character in certain contexts, but less of like, you know, grim murder machine,
right?
Which he also is. But they play off it a little bit, and that guy John Bernthal, who's Shane in season one of Walking Dead, which is like the only season I watched.
I watched one episode of Walking Dead.
Shane's great, and he's great because he's like not a handsome guy. He's a handsome guy, obviously. Like he's a movie star, but he has like a big nose and stuff. Like he's a little jacked up looking, so that's a good look for like just the raw. What is the Punisher supposed to look like? And he's like Italian, so it fits because the Punisher is Italian. And like they literally talked about having like baked ziti at Thanksgiving. I'm like, that's great. That's great. You're my favorite.
Did you have baked ziti at Thanksgiving?
No, not this year. Next year I'll do it. But I was at my fiance's house, so they don't do pasta, but I'm going to bring that into their life. And then it's going to be... It's a nightmare day. You have pasta at 1, then you have turkey and stuff at 4, then you just die. Just drop dead. Too much food. There you go.
That's perfect. Be dead for Black Friday.
So metal. Just go to diabetic coma.
All right. Let's get back into some metal. We're going to play some new stuff from the band Mourned. This is the song Rift Ripper from their EP release called Rift Ripper. And you're hearing it on WMFO. Brutal Brunch in Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That was Factory Suicide Nets for off of the Validity of Abandonment EP from the band Greylock. And before that was Riff Ripper from Mourned.
Uplifting.
That was new stuff from Mourned. And yes, that song just put you in a good mood on this.
Feeling good.
On this cold Sunday morning. You can catch those guys tomorrow night at Midway Cafe. But again, we have something to get to. Before we talk about the metal yet to come, we have...
The metal that was. Oh, no. You ruined
hold
it.
Hold on. Let's try this again.
Over.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
Oh, yeah. This Week in Metal History, November 12th through the 26th. First of all, this... Do you know what's happening? Do you know what's happening? Thanksgiving 1997, Kathleen Corona was in a coma for 24 days after an accident during a nationally televised Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. She was injured when a six-story tall Cat in the Hat balloon caught the winds and gusted more than 40 miles an hour, struck a light pole, causing the pole's horizontal arm to break and hit her in the head. She was in a coma for 1 month. She settled a lawsuit against Macy's in 2001 for $94 million.
That's brutal. So she's like fully functional?
That was the sound of the balloon exploding and like blowing all over the crowd. I hate the Macy's.
I mean, did she make a full recovery?
Fine. She's okay. She's okay.
As well as you could be.
As you could be.
Okay.
She didn't die, which is what was possible. I don't like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You like that song, though, that we played 2 weeks ago by Green Day.
I do like that song. I love Green Day. the thing that I do like about it is the big balloons. Like, I like to see, like, a big Pikachu and, like, a big underdog. But I don't want to see, like, some high school, like, theater kids sing, like, a song from Broadway. Like, nothing is more tedious and boring than seeing, like, all the, like, theater dorks singing. Like, I hate it.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's not just
watch it?
Marching bands are cool.
Marching band, fine.
And I think fine. Balloons are stupid. The only time I've been entertained is when there's like a giant minion in Australia rolling down the street.
That's fine, too. That's a great one. Where the minion rolls across the highway.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Man, also in 1997, big news. I'm going to blow your mind. I think you might already know the story. This week in 1997, Natalie Imbruglia, you know, top of the charts with possibly the greatest song of the 90s, Torn, right? What a cutie. And, unfortunately, did you know, it's a cover of a Liz Sorensen song, Burnt. So it's a Swedish singer, Burnt. Here's the original. Okay. That's in 93. Did you know that was also covered in 95 by, like, L.A. alt-rock band Edna Swap?
I was hoping you were going to say, like, In Flames.
I wish. That would be amazing.
Dark Tranquility.
No. So, Natalie Imbruglia's Torn is a cover of a cover. And honestly, it's the best. Those other people stink. November 15th, 1983, Oz releases Bark at the Moon.
Boo.
Back to Guitar Hero stuff. You don't like the song? You can't not like the song. It's a great song.
I don't
song.
Like Ozzy.
What? What's your beef with this, though? Like, you can not like Ozzy. And you're saying this is bad? He's like Dr. Jekyll and he turns into a wolf. No? Big mistake. Big, big mistake. Just for that's coming back when you read the metal hit, this week concert calendar. November 16th, 98, Metallica releases Garage Inc.
Now we're talking.
A CD of all their covers. What's your favorite cover on this album? I know your favorite cover, Metallica-based cover, is what Hatebreed doing. What's the...
Escape.
Escape. So this is obviously Metallica doing Turn the Page by Seeger. Which I'll often do at karaoke when I'm not doing... other good songs. And I'm doing this version. I'm not doing the Seeger version. I'm doing the Hetfield version.
Did you see that he commented on Load and Reload this week, James Hetfield?
Yeah, he said that it was compromised.
Yeah.
What's the full story on that?
Uh-oh.
He's like, there's a lot of disputes. It's a compromise song. The album could have been better.
We're going to have to wait on this.
Okay, while we're waiting. Some dissection. This is Soul Reaper, November 17th, 95. Dissection releases the album Storm of the Lights Bane. It's a great album. Everyone associated with this band is an awful, awful person. Like kind of like always happens, it's always like a, like, this is a great song. This is a great album. If you could somehow listen to it in a vacuum, like, divorced from everyone who's in this band, you'd be like, great band. John Nordvert, the lead singer, creator of the band, is a was a member of the misanthropic Luciferian Order, which he described as a satanic occult group that believed in chaosophy. And when they say cult, there was like 10 guys in it. It's like, okay. They believe in chaos and the pan-dimensional plane and blah, blah, blah. In 97, 2 years after this album came out, Nordvert and Vlad and fellow member Vlad, no last name, were convicted of murder. They had murdered a guy in a park. They said it was part of the satanic order, blah, blah, blah. But when he got convicted, the Swedish court said no. First of all, no, it's murder. Murder is murder. But it really was a hate crime. After serving the maximum sentence in Sweden, which, as we've discussed on many times, is 10 years, he killed himself. So, good riddance. November 18th, 2010, Dark Funeral releases Angelus Exero Pro Eternus. This is another black metal band. A different...
Is it okay to listen to them?
Yeah. So this is a different branch of Satanism, which is Anton LaVey, who's just basically like... If Anton LaVey were alive today, he'd be like a Reddit atheist. like, because he's just like a smart-ass jerk who's just like, ooh, does it shock you? Does this shock you? Does this shock you? But like, ultimately, like, Satanism is just humanism. It's just like, there is no God. There is no devil. It's just like... Be cool, be logical. Mm-hmm. So it gets a little bit obnoxious on that end. And Dark Funeral is a good band. November 20th, 2007, Visanya, Polish black and symphonic black metal band, releases Collusions. I'm going to add something to this.
Late breaking edition.
It's not in this week, but I love it so much.
Are you a fan of the symphonic black?
Yes.
How about the symphonic deathcore?
Not a deathcore guy. That's you. November 12th, 1988, Candlemass releases the album Ancient Dreams. Candlemass, one of those bands that I just, if I've had an adult beverage, I just want to listen to a bunch of Candlemass.
We have to have like a viewing series, like a Brutal Bunch viewing series, and put that video on.
That's the next thing I'm going to play after this. So this is Candlemass, Ancient Dreams, a Swedish doom metal band established in Stockholm. Their first album, Epicus Doomicus Metallicus, is allegedly, you know, where the genre doom metal came from, much like death metal came from the band Death, which is, like, unclear, but a good story, honestly. How awesome is this? So this is Ancient Dreams, which is great. It's, like, it's a good palate cleanser when you're listening to a lot of black metal, like I was today, to get ready for all the stuff we're doing for the Hall of Fame and for Black Metal Song of the Week. Hell yeah. But here's a song that I can't stop singing. Like, anytime I have the chance, I'm singing the lyrics of this song because it's so fun. This is Candlemass Bewitched. spooked out or what?
I'm amped.
R.I.P. Oh yeah.
This is a riff.
It's so good. That's why the lyrics to kick in. To rise out of the grave first.
Can't you see the devil in me? Just take.
Anyway, Candlemass is the best. Comes out of a grave and you start singing. It's amazing. November 24th, 97, University of Oregon student Jeffrey Levy, having downloaded MP3s without permission, is the first person ever convicted of copyright infringement under the Net Act of 97. Sentenced to 2 years probation and limited internet access. The question, which I could not find, is what the hell was Jeffrey Levy downloading when he got arrested? I will say the Titanic soundtrack came out that same day. So, that's the biggest selling album, basically, of all time. Do you think it was that? Any guesses?
Nah, it'd be new metal.
I think it was probably new metal. I mean, it probably was. November 24th, 2007.
Probably, wait, what didn't you say Garage Inc. came out that year, too?
Garage Inc. came out in 98.
98,
Maybe he got
the leaked copy.
Got a leaked copy of Garage Inc. November 24, 2007, Arch Enemy releases Tyrants of the Rising Sun, a CD and DVD of their tour. I think the last one with your girl, Angela Gossow, on vocals.
There we go.
She's the best.
Is this like a bootleg, or is it? This is the actual produced copy from the DVD?
No, it's,
DVD,
like, it's from the DVD.
Okay.
It's just like, this is a Chromebook, guys.
Okay.
This is not the best. Due to contractual obligations, I have to talk about power metal. On November 25th, 2011, German power metal band Mystic Prophecy releases the album Raven Lord.
Does any country other than Germany produce power metal?
America, just those guys, not Anvil. I always get it wrong. Thunderforge, just Thunderforge from Western Mass and Germany. All of Germany. Matt, that's going to do it for this week in metal history.
Thank you, Matt.
Let me give you something tasty to play under the under your reading.
There's my second half here. All right, as we already mentioned, tonight at Bright Music Hall, you can see Moontooth, Chuggernaut, Vivus Sepulture, and Anyona. You can also see Thrice and Circus of Ive over at House of Blues. Tomorrow, Monday the 27th at Midway Cafe, it's Greylock, Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean, Abrader, and Mollusk. Tuesday at Royale, it is Cannibal Corpse with Power Trip and Gatekeeper. Power Trip, you boys who want to beat up all the Proud Boys.
I saw that.
At Orion's Pub, you can see Running in the Skies, Morithius, Episodes, and Ice Giant. Wednesday at Middle East, it's Exhumed, Archache, and Upheaval. Sammy's Patio has Critical Condition, Goblet, Graviton, and Screams of Hawkmock. Thursday at Ralph's is Metal Thursday with Ice Giant, Sonic Pulse, Episodes, and Riding in the Skies. 13th Floor Music Lounge has Condition, Critical, Goblet, and Graviton. Friday at the Palladium, it's your favorite band in the world, Seether. It's the Boys in the Parish Tour with Shaman's Harvest and the Dead Deads. Saturday.
Speaking of Seether, was in the car listening to the XM Turbo, whatever it is, and they were playing like that Nickelback song, which is like, I love the dirt on. And I was like, holy moly, this song. Like, what a problematic song from a crap band. I was like, I can't even, this is horrible. I was like, whoa, I felt like a grandma. I was like, oh, get out of here with this.
Gotta change the station.
Yeah.
Next Saturday at Ralph's, you can see Benthic Realm, Clam Fight, Brain Candle, and Z28. And Middle East, it's America's Hardcore Fest with Unified Right, Violence to Fade, Free, Glory, Line of Sight, Abuse of Power, Phase, Lowest Priority, and Substance. On Sunday, December 3rd, at once, its 100th, with Spotlights, Gleamer, and Tennis System. At the Middle East, it's Judge, Panzer Bastard, and Kind Crew. Next Thursday, the 27th, at the Sinclair, you can see the Bouncing Souls with TSOL and Rebuilder. House of Blues, it's the Brighton, the Boston Music Awards. Once has Wage War with Ocean's 8 Alaska, Gideon, Varials, and Loathe. Middle East has Replicire, Averse, and Scalpel. Friday, December 8th, at Bright Music Hall, it's Converge. That show is sold out with Pile and Give. At once, you can see Justine and the Unclean Record release party with Worshipper, Jesus, Tom Baker and the Snakes, Justine and the Uncleans, Cold Expectations, Roy Sludge Trio, Pinecone Teeth, and Jay Allen. Sonya has the Guitar Collective 2017 tour with Scale of Summit, Angel Vivaldi, Andy James, The Floors Embrace, Episodes, and Hello Tortoise. And finally, Saturday, December 9th, at Crossroads Cafe in Pittsfield, you can see Craft or Brick by Brick, Dysentery, Concrete, Gartlock, and Short Sighted. And at Kodo, it is Din, The Faithful Hour, and Infarabruro.
Oh, when?
Bruro. Saturday night, December 9th, move your Christmas party to Kodo.
Christmas is canceled. Didn't that happen last Christmas party?
I think so. I think Begatha Nephilim was playing.
You are bewitched. Are you ready for Black Metal Song of the Week?
I am ready for Black Metal Song of the Week.
Black Metal Song of the Week, which will make more sense as the episode goes on, is one of the blueprint black metal bands, Bathory, an extreme metal band formed in Valingsby, Sweden, in 1983, named for the Hungarian countess, Elizabeth Bathory. The first four albums are essentially what all of first wave black metal would sound like, and after that they got like way more experimental and like Viking metal, and then kind of came back and went back and forth until the lead singer Othorun passed away in 2004. This is Bathory.
A lot of dead people in the genre.
There are. This is Bathory, Under the Sign of the Black Mark, from 1986. Black Metal Song of the Week.
class. Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Rise!
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard Morethius. That was All New Era off their release Welcome to Morethius. And before that was Vivisepulture. At least I think, I don't know if that's how you pronounce their names. That's how I've been going with it, though. With They Shall Receive, which is a single off their upcoming album Omen. It was also produced by members of the Amorethius.
Boom.
And we kicked off that set with Bathory. That was our black metal song of the week. It was Call from the Grave, we have since determined.
Yeah.
Off the album Under the Sign of the Black Mark.
It's a short album.
And now it's time to explore the mean streets of Melrose.
Oh, yeah.
With the police blotter.
Crime.
Starting on Tuesday, November 14th.
Yep.
Matt over here got set up at the Melrose Towers and had his binoculars out on here the Whole Foods parking lot.
I'm always watching.
At 6:32 a.m. on Tuesday, November 14th,
police were parked.
Police received a complaint about trucks loading or unloading before the time allowed by the city at Whole Foods Market. The truck driver told police he was not aware of the 7 a.m. city ordinance.
I am not aware of
the city ordinance.
I think that they should load the damn store up.
Unbelievable. The next day, Wednesday, November 15th, at 12:53 p.m., police were asked to check on the well-being of an older man, again, Matt, who was wearing either shorts or boxer briefs at the corner of Bellevue Ave and Upham Street.
Definitely me.
Police spoke to the man who said he was just coming back from the gym.
Hell yeah.
Thursday, November 16th.
In boxer shorts? What a wild man.
Well, they were either shorts or boxer briefs.
That's very different, though. Those are very different things.
Around 1:30 on Thursday, November 16th, 1:30 p.m., an older, beat-up, loud, small beige or gold, end quote, vehicle was reported on Goodyear Avenue.
That's me.
That's the end of that one.
That's it? A crappy car?
There was a beat-up car driving around
Get
in the afternoon.
Get this crappy car to my neighborhood.
Friday, November 17th, just before 5 p.m., police were told of people on the roof of a storefront at the corner of Upham and Main Streets. Police determined they were workers making improvements to the roof.
Yes. Who would it be? Spider-Man?
Finally, Sunday, November 19th, a rabbit was reportedly in distress on Garfield Road around 8:35 p.m.
Why? What was he stressed about? Work?
Probably, like we all are.
The rabbit is on the street.
That was the end of the story. A rabbit was reportedly in distress. I don't know if it was a wild rabbit. I don't know if it was a pet rabbit.
He's just looking at graphs, like business graphs, just like the arrow going down.
And like a ruffled tie
and
on.
He's like,
oh my God.
The numbers are terrible this quarter. I'm going to go broke.
So there you go.
That's terrible. I hate to see a rabbit in distress.
We have a lot of rabbits in Melrose, so.
I saw a deer last week running across the road coming up from Grimsby's. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty surprised. It's a pretty big deer.
All right. So that was our police plot, the Melrose police plot here.
That's exciting stuff.
And again, you are listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Boom. Speaking of contractual obligations. All right.
Sports.
Do a little sports report here. Just going to let it breathe. So unfortunately, the Patriots playing today. So that means
I actually don't know.
They let Tom Brady out of Mexico?
Hell yeah, he's free. Woo, free Tom Brady.
Thanks to you, the Celtics lost.
Good.
They ended their 16-game winning streak.
I was going to watch them. Because my dad's like, the Celtics can't stop winning. They're the most winningest win boys in the world. And I'm like, I'll probably check it out. And then they lost.
They have won twice since then and two blowouts. So there you go.
Yeah. So I don't understand the NBA. Is it the Celtics are an unstoppable juggernaut, or is it that no one plays until after the All-Star break?
Combination.